it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, I bet you're tired of hearing that music. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, Mr. Joe Spano off today. And you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. And, you know, in today's day and age, It's not just the affiliates. It's not just the outlet of, you know, being able to talk on the radio and you guys hear me in the car or whatever the circumstances are. It's about radio on the go. And what I mean by that is all the various different platforms that you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, you know, it's whether it's your Apple, iPhone, platforms, you know, tablets, it doesn't matter. You can coordinate everything and make it work for you. Overcast up here in New York today, so maybe you're heading indoors instead of outdoors, you know, but you're not at home. Guess what? You can fine-tune it so you can listen to you some Spano and Black. Not only that, you can get all the programming here on the network. Hefe's on there, Jerry's on there, Wrestling Observer's on there, Tittle's on there, everybody's on there, and it's a beautiful thing. You know, it's most important for us. The American Forces Radio Network, you know, I can't overemphasize that these guys and girls put it on the line each and every day. They cover our six no matter where they are. And, you know, it's Fleet Week's coming up in New York. You know, it's summer. Everything loosens up a little bit. See these guys and girls on the streets. Do me a favor. Go up to them. Say hi. Tell them thank you. Ask them where they're from. Find out a little bit about them. And give them an attaboy or an attagirl and send them on their way. Because guess what? They're doing a job most people don't want to. Let's tap on the brakes, step aside. When we come back, we'll set up this edition of The Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't go anywhere.
At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
If you have a Lowe's Advantage card, you can get an extra 5% off every day on items big or small. So you can save an extra 5% on a new coat of paint, updating appliances, replacing the flooring, and even save an extra 5% on little things like cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, and air filters. The big to-dos to the everyday essentials. You get an extra 5% savings every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. If you don't have one, apply today. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm off! Yeah, baby. Little Star Spangled Banner, raise the flag, throw out the first pitch. Flipped a coin at halftime, midfield. You know, a little bit of everything. Because we bring it all to you. 1-800-878-PLAYS. The phone number 1-800-878-7529. And got a big day in front of us here today. This will be fun. Lots of stuff in the world of basketball, as always. Knicks all over the headlines right now. They're on the 2-yard line in getting ready to trade Carmelo. Evidently, 2 holding penalties and a delay of game put it back on the 50. We're going to hit the basketball headlines first, go through that a little bit. And it also looks like they got a general manager in place. But let's start with the Indiana Pacers evidently offered up Paul George to the Warriors for Klay Thompson. After the season. And they were going to move him out to the West Coast, which is what he wanted, to be on the West Coast, not in Oakland, necessarily. And Indiana would have gotten back a player that I believe will end up being not happy with his role on the team at a certain point in time, and Klay Thompson, who is more than capable of being the man. And as is the want in professional sports, Paul George's agent was aware that talks had been going on. And they were brief. You know, Warriors basically said, nope, not happening. And, this came out in the press conference, after the press conference, I should say, on SportsCenter. So give credit where it's due. Wojo is on, he's got his finger on the pulse of professional basketball, and ESPN is lucky to have him. He breaks a lot of stuff, unlike previous people that worked in their NBA things and passed themselves off or tried to pass themselves off as reporters. Chris Webber still hasn't. Well, he eventually got traded. You have to give to get. And like I said, as the pairings are now starting to come into focus on who's going to be where for the most part, and Melo is the last big chip to fall, and we'll get to that in a couple minutes. Amazingly, what the Pacers got for Paul George was next to nothing. I mean, Victor Oladipo is an okay player in this league. He's never going to be anything more than that. And Domantas Sabonis has the ability to break out and be something special. But as of right now, he's just a raw bench player. And, you know, with his size and his passing ability, I'll be curious to see how they use him in Indiana up along that front line. But as it stands right now, there's not really anything there that, you know, you're saying to yourself, wow, you know, look at what they did. But that would have been intriguing. Because when you add or add in somebody, the talent of Clay Thompson, to Turner, and some of the younger players that Indiana has, that would have been, I would have paid attention. You know, if you remember, they were one of my dark horse teams last year, and they made the playoffs. But, you know, certainly not having enough there to get it done. And as it stands right now, you know, Miles Turner, Thaddeus Young, that's pretty much it. And Domantas Sabonis. Miles Turner is a damn good player. Truly is. And they're going to be hard-pressed to keep him because he's a big, legit 6'10", athletic big man. 21 years old, 14.5 points, 8 boards. Who's going to keep getting better. And unlike a lot of young big men, they threw him into the fire right away. And, you know, when you do that, it results can go one of two ways. They'll either really suck or they'll be pretty darn good. And he was pretty darn good. And they got good results for him. You know, had you added Clay Thompson into that mix, that would have been quite intriguing. I would have liked to have seen that. Unfortunately for them, didn't happen. But, you know, now they add to it. We'll see what happens. They signed Bogo. He's going to be good off the bench. Give you that instant offense. Al Jefferson's coming to the end of the line. So we'll see. They're trying to do it on the fly. They're probably going to take a step back. But had Clay been on that team, that would have been interesting. That would have been interesting. The Knicks, however, they're all over the news. First of all, the Melo trades got pushed back. Like I said, a couple of holding penalties and delay a game. Mostly delay a game. You know, and the rumors were rampant all over the place on Wednesday that they were getting ready to pull the trigger on a four-team deal. And it was Houston and Cleveland that was involved with the mix. And yet again, hung out to dry. But now, with the new GM coming in, they're talking about holding on to him. So, I don't get it. Maybe they're going to have to come in and, you know, let the new guy finalize. We'll see. Now, one thing that has been confirmed is that Melo is willing to lift his no-trade clause for a move to the Rockets or the Cavaliers. Now, with the Cavaliers being the third team involved, I mean, they were wondering, truthfully, I don't know whether or not it's Cleveland or Houston that he ends up with. Now, all the speculation has been to Houston, and I guess it would have to be. And I would assume Ryan Anderson would go to Cleveland. And he would be their gun off the bench. But then who would the Knicks get? Certainly not going to be Kevin Love. Redo of J.R. Smith? Eesh. I don't know about that. I mean, it's just looking at their roster. I was trying to figure out financially who could fit. And, you know, again, they always have to make things work and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I'm looking at this thing and I don't see who the guy is. You know, is it JR? Is it couldn't be Tristan Thompson. They're not going to give up Tristan Thompson. So I'm looking at one of the ex-Knicks, JR Smith or Imam Shumpert. Or Channing Frye, who's another ex, Nick. I mean, honestly, and he played pretty decently for Cleveland. But they're the only three on the roster that I see that could legitimately be involved in that kind of a deal. I mean, there would be other spare parts involved that some would end up on the Knicks in order to balance out the salaries and everything else. But if those are the three teams involved, that would be the direction it would absolutely have to go. Move from the 2-yard line to the 20. It's tapping the brakes, and we'll move to a commercial right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Same thing, same place, same degree. Clowns pay better. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number of the attack. Again, we're talking hoops. And, look. The Knicks are in flux. They're a mess. If they can get Carmelo's contract off their books, more powerful. And it sounds like they are efforting and have gotten close. I don't know if it's going to happen you know, again, it's on a 2-yard line. It's on a 20-yard line. He breaks free. It's a touchdown. Who knows? But they got to get it done. I mean, you can't. When there's as much acrimony as been between the organization, and granted, the biggest person involved in the acrimony is gone in Phil Jackson. But when there has been that much acrimony over that period of time, I just don't see a way you can continue the relationship. Unfortunately, but it just, unfortunately for Knick fans, and it's weird because Knick fans are very split on this. And what I mean is there is a hardcore group of fans that would love to see Melo stick around, who recognize that he is or was a great player. And now, even with diminishing returns, still want him to go out of Nick. There's other ones that hate him. He's a ball hog. He's this, he's that. He never wins. You know, he never does this. He never does that. Well, he's been a very good player for the Knicks for a long time. And unfortunately, in today's NBA, he is mismatched with what he does. You know, he needs the ball, ISO basketball. Everything stops when he gets it. And when he was in his prime, it was worth it because he carried teams on his shoulders. But he doesn't do that anymore. You know, he's not as athletic as he was. You know, he was never a great defender. He was always a very good rebounder from the small forward position. And he does make the effort on defense. Contrary to popular opinion, he doesn't play Ole defense. He makes the effort. He's just not very good at it. So he has to go to a team where his defensive liabilities can be covered up. And all he has to do is get the ball, shoot. But what they're going to have to do is convince him to just shoot the ball in the first shot and not maneuver for that better position. Because and that's where, if you're looking at it, that's where the fit in Mike D'Antoni's offense doesn't quite work for me. Well, first of all, they had a history, and it wasn't all that great. So with him wanting to go there, I guess this is under the assumption that he and Chris Paul will be able to run that locker room. And that, you know, they'll be able to play ball with Mike D'Antoni and they won't have issues. Honestly, it's James Harden's team. And I'm wondering if the three egos could coexist in that locker room. You know, and don't kid yourself. If you're the Knicks and you're looking to get this deal done with Houston, you better get it done sooner rather than later. Because there's going to come a certain point where Houston just goes, you know something? We won without him. We can win without him again. And that's what they'll do. And, you know, again, I question the fit. Because he's going to have to just get the ball and shoot, get the ball and shoot, get the ball and shoot. And that's what D'Antoni's going to have to drill into his head. Is that, look, I don't care if you're 0 for 11 to start the game. Take the shot, make it 1 for 12. And don't put the ball on the court and try to maneuver for the perfect shot. He wants that ball up in the air in 7 seconds. Don't worry about your defense. We got Clint Capella back there patrolling. He's 7 foot and he blocks shots. It's the only reason he's on the court. So do it the way we want you to do it. And we'll be fine. If not, I don't see it as a good fit. And, you know, I think that's where it starts to get interesting with this. Because it to me, it's not an ideal fit. Obviously, he's a significantly better ball player than Anderson, even at this point in their careers. But fitting within the system, I'm not so sure. And that's where I wonder. And we'll see, you know, if they do manage to get it to play out. But again, at this point in time, it's certainly questionable. And this 2-yard line has been moved back significantly. You know, and the other thing, and, you know, leave it to the Knicks to throw a curveball into it. It looks like they got a GM, Scott Perry. And Scott Perry, you know, again, there's, you know, only a certain amount of jobs. But Scott Perry, working within the Sacramento King organization, so he's used to working with dysfunction. Looks like he's going to come to New York and be the GM. However, he's going to be reporting to Steve Mills. Because Steve Mills is going to get elevated to Knicks president. So, raises the question, who's running it? Now, according to the leaked source, because this is Ian Begley and Wojo, Mills would hold ultimate authority in the front office. Perry would be afforded tremendous freedom to operate as he chooses, league sources said. Well, obviously, he talked to either Steve Mills or James Dolan. And he, being Perry, will be the day-to-day voice running the basketball operations. You know, Perry has an interesting history. He was the number 2 man in Orlando. And when they cleaned house in the front office there, he got canned. And the Kings hired him immediately as the number 2 to Vlade Divac. And allegedly, Perry played a big role in selecting De'Aaron Fox with the number 5. So if he did, and he had a lot of say in that, then the Knicks should be encouraged, because De'Aaron Fox is a stud. And then they maneuvered twice. Now, I don't know if it was Vlade or Perry doing this. Now, when they say, you know, Perry paid a part, well, you know, okay, there's a reason why you work in the front office. You're not sitting there with your thumb in your hiney. You know, but they maneuvered and ended up with 2. You know, you think about what they did in Sacramento. Getting Justin Jackson, getting Harry Giles, who may or may not work out. That's a complete crapshoot with his health, but they knew that. And De'Aaron Fox. Now, look at the pedigree. Kentucky, North Carolina, and Duke. You know, and when you talk about learning how to win and winning environments and wanting players who have gone there before and been there before and done it, that's a damn good place to start. Buddy Hield came out of Oklahoma, winning program. Then Sacramento surrounds them with George Hill, Vince Carter, and Zach Randolph. If that's going to be the philosophy of Perry when he moves into the Knicks front office, then I have no issue with it. And again, I don't know how much of that was Vlade. I don't know how much of that was Scott Perry. Now, Vlade's not going anywhere. So Perry have any opportunity to go to a pure general manager's position, and Vlade didn't hold him back. You know, Perry's stops were in Seattle / Oklahoma City, winner. Detroit with Joe Dumars, winner. Orlando, not so much. And Sacramento, you know, he was there for a cup of coffee. Track record overall, pretty good. You know, we'll see. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. Let's tap on the brakes, get out of the car, you know, make water. We'll be right back.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You look at the hiring of Scott Perry, and it's the right move. I mean, he's not a kid. Yeah, I think he's in his 40s, but I was trying to look up his wiki, and there's really nothing on him. But you look at the people who've been in positions of power with the Knicks. And, Donnie Walsh, right call. You know, Larry Brown, NBA lifer, right call. Couldn't get out of the building fast enough. Mike D'Antoni, wrong call. You know, Phil Jackson. Everybody loved Phil. Standing O's at the Garden. It's Steve Mills' team. You know? And the question is, how much autonomy are they going to give to Perry? And how long will he put up with it? And what is he stepping into? And what I mean by that is, you know, what deals are already on the table? You know, it's all about Carmelo. You know, but there's still residue left over. From the offseason, when they were trying to move Porzingis. And now it leaked out that the main deal that was on the table was they were going to send Porzingis to Phoenix, but they wanted Devin Booker or Marquese Chris, but Booker was the guy that they really wanted. And they wanted Booker and a number four pick for Porzingis, and Phoenix wouldn't do it. I might have on both ends. You know, don't forget Booker, you know, was 22 points a game and 3.5 assists and a 70-point game, 60-point game, actually. You know, he's a special talent. And I can understand why Phoenix didn't do it. I think personally it would have given them a lot of balance. Now, the Suns might have been willing to do it with Marquese Chris, but, you know, please. 9 points a game and 4 rebounds. I don't care, rookie, non-rookie, whatever. But that wasn't going to happen. So now Perry's going into the situation. And, you know, what's he walking into? You know, what's the relationship going to be with Porzingis? If they trade Melo, what is Porzingis' reaction going to be? Tim Hardaway Jr. has already said they don't want him to go. Then he's got to get his first round pick on the basketball court. And I'll tell you, right now with their draft, and, you know, if you look at the pictures, man's got an NBA body. Damian Dotson. Now, he's a kid. He's already 23 years old. But he is ready to roll in the NBA as a shooter. And the thing is, you know, he's a second-round pick. So there's no rookie pay scale here. Now they have his rights. But now they're going to have to work out the numbers and make it work. You know, we'll see. The other guy that drafted, you know, Jeremiah's, he was just, he sucked. He's going back to Europe. You know, you'll never see him in an NBA uni. So there's real questions on the table for Mr. Perry coming through the door. And first and foremost is Carmelo. And I'm sure they've already booked that ticket to Latvia. I hope they have. Because like I said, the ideal scenario that I've seen, Porzingis, when he's finally unrestricted, goes right across the burrow. Takes the one downtown, crosses the bridge, gets off in Brooklyn. And that would be no bueno. We'll see. We'll see. Derrick Rose and the Bucks set up a second meeting. That's interesting. Do you want to bring Derrick Rose into that locker room? Guy who just walked out on his team, went back to Chicago. Nobody knew why last year. They got a nice core, man. Freak, Chris Middleton, Malcolm Brogdon. I guess theoretically he could fit. You know, people forget Derrick Rose had a good year last year before he got hurt. 18 points, 4.5 assists, but he's not a distributor. He's a shooter. And I guess they got to bring him in, work him out, and see what he has. And there's a whole bunch of cap issues in Milwaukee. You know, they're 1.6 over the tax. They have 7.6 of the full mid-level. But they can only use 4.4 to sign a free agent. And if they go past 4.4, then the hard cap comes in. And the Bucks can't exceed any salaries of $125.2 million. So down the line, they wouldn't be able to pay their people. So they'd have to get rid of somebody via trade. That's why you bring in bean counters. But my bigger concern really with Derrick Rose would be what you're bringing into the locker room. You know, and we talk about this all the time. Who's the leader on a basketball team? Well, we know who it is on the court. And that's Giannis. And that's all well and good. That's not that hard to figure out. But who leads in the locker room? You know, is it Greg Monroe who opted in? Is it Teletovic? No. Is it Dellavedova? No. You know, so you point right at the young player. See, and this is where I think to a certain degree, and we'll see how it plays out, but I think this is where to a certain degree Milwaukee misses the boat and Sacramento gets it. You know, your core three is pretty darn good. I mean, Antetokounmpo was already top 10. And he's going to lead that team for the foreseeable future. And he's already said, I love playing in Milwaukee. And he's young. And he's incredibly athletic. And he's barely begun to scratch the surface. And that's all well and good. But who leads the team? Well, if you're bringing in Derrick Rose, former MVP, they're going to have to point to him to be a leader, and I'm not so sure he's got that in him. You know, I mean, think about it. He was in court last year over a domestic thing. Walked out halfway through the season to go deal with an issue in Chicago. You know, that's not leadership. I'm not saying he's toxic because I don't think he is. I just don't think he's built to be an example for younger players. And if that's the case, then why bring him in? I don't know. It's to me, not a good fit. But, you know, people get paid a lot more than I do to figure those things out. Millsap had his press conference, and he talked about playing in Denver. And he was talking about the fact that when he was a kid, he was there for 12 years before he went back to Louisiana. Played high school and in college. And it was interesting. He, you know, they had an old school pep rally to meet him, bunch of kids involved. And he was talking about how, you know, having a drum line and all that really, really reached him, you know, because they moved to Denver when he was literally in diapers, you know. And then back in 99, they moved back to Louisiana. And, you know, she had family down there, his mom, and they ended up helping out. And they have a lot of love for the city because she was able to survive. The kids were able to survive. And, you know, he talked about how it had an impact on him growing up and, you know, being in the band and, you know, all the various different things. And again, here you go. This is a guy that knows how to win. You know, Mike Malone is a darn good basketball coach. And they had attrition this year. So you bring in Paul Millsap and you add him to your team. And all of a sudden that core, you lose Danilo Gallinari. Yeah, okay. But not necessarily all is lost because you still got a pretty damn good core starting with Jokic. And it goes from there. Are they championship? No. Could they be? Couple more pieces. We'll see. It's tapping the brakes. Step aside. When we come back, we'll wrap up hour one here in the attack. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531.
800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Think nothing of it. It's all good.
Yeah, it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Lots of guys having new homes this year. And big-time names, which that in itself is pretty cool. You know, it's always exciting when people get, you know, new players, new teams, new cities, new everything. And Millsap is one of those underrated guys. I don't know how much he has left. But Denver is certainly looking to do it on the fly. And if they're able to, because in some areas they have a pretty young team. Some areas not so much. God, man, hard to believe Wilson Chandler's 30 years old. I'm getting old. But he's going to start. Jokic will start, obviously. And he's a hell of a good player. Seventeen points, 10 boards, and he's just going to go up from there. You know, they'll need Jamal Murray to perform better. And how they address things in his in the draft. I mean, it'll be fun. You know, it'll be fun. And we'll see. As far as the rest of it goes, well, you know, Summer League will be on the other side. Any other headline stories, that'll be cool. And stuff popping, you know, another Knicks story just popped. Looks like the Knicks are trying to get Eric Bledsoe. Wonder how they'd have to give up for him. Interesting. More free agent news, some waivers. We'll see, you know, how it picks up. Future first pick in Courtney Lee. Interesting. Well, that's it for this hour of the Attack. Stay tuned for the local news, and we will be back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Republicans roll out yet another revised health care bill.
This is our opportunity to really make a difference on health care. This is our chance to bring about changes we've been talking about since Obamacare was forced on the American people.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying the revised bill does retain deep cuts in Medicaid and eliminates the individual mandate on purchasing health insurance. There's also a provision giving individuals the option of buying cheaper and skimpier policies. but at least two Republican senators are still against it, including Susan Collins.
This is a major piece of legislation that has been written without the benefit of hearings, without going through the normal process.
Senator Rand Paul's also against it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.12%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
President Trump currently the guest of honor at the Bastille Day Parade in Paris, along with the celebration of what essentially is France's Independence Day. Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are also marking the 100th anniversary of the U.S. entry into World War I. French President Emmanuel Macron inviting Trump to Paris for the festivities, which are getting underway at this hour. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, now in fair condition, continuing his recovery from gunshot wounds, as we hear from Tom Roberts.
The Louisiana congressman underwent another surgery Thursday because of a deep tissue infection. He's been hospitalized at MedStar Washington Hospital since being shot during a shooting spree at a ballpark in Alexandria on June 14th. Scalise was just released this week from the intensive care unit for a second time. He initially left the ICU on June 22nd, but had to be readmitted earlier this month because of an infection.
Word that the suspect in the disappearance of four young men in Pennsylvania has now admitted to killing them. This is USA Radio News.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Changes are coming to the president's temporary travel ban, thanks to a federal judge in Hawaii, the U.S. District Judge Derek Watson, allowing the state's bid to exempt grandparents and other relatives from the ban on people from six mostly Muslim countries. The U.S. Supreme Court last month allowed the ban to go forward with the exemption that it would not apply to people with certain family members in the U.S. The Trump administration decided spouses, parents, children, siblings, and fiancés would be exempt, but not grandparents and other family members. Judge Watson ruling yesterday the government had an unduly restrictive reading of what established a close family member. Millions of Americans who receive Social Security benefits can expect about a 2% increase in their monthly payments starting in January. It works out to about $30 a month for the average recipient, according to the projections just out yesterday from the Social Security Board of Trustees. The actual cost of living adjustments for Social Security and Medicare Part B will be announced later this year. More than 61 million seniors receive benefits under the program. The average monthly payment is just over $1,200. And Venus Williams is celebrating another win at Wimbledon as she heads into this weekend's championship round. She won yesterday and could end up becoming the oldest women's singles champ at Wimbledon since 1908. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. Let's everybody stay where they are.
Works for me. I've moved out of the chair. I can't move out of the chair. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack. And at BobBlack71, if Twitter is more your thing, and we know for many of you it is. It's a different world these days. You know, first of all, you want to listen to the show and you're sitting at your desk. Let's start right there. Go to the award-winning website. Go to our page. Click on the Listen Live button. We're right there. Plus, it shows you all the levels of guests that we have had recently, over time, archived, the whole nine yards. And you really get a good idea of what the network is all about. And like I said, you click Listen Live. Bing. There we are. It's a beautiful thing. They got a really old picture of me and Joe up there. But what are you going to do? I even had facial hair back then. But you see, Angie Everhart, Dominique Wilkins, you know, Adam Carolla, Christian Pulisic, you know, who's going to be one of the great soccer players in the world. Randy Couture, the Gracies, you know, the whole nine. Pick and choose your stuff, baby. It's a beautiful thing. For us, American Forces Radio Network, literally what it's all about. Thank the guys and girls if you see them. It matters to us. It matters to them. Without them, we are not able to do what we do each and every day. It's tapping the brakes. We'll set up hour two right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
If you have a Lowe's Advantage card, you can get an extra 5% off every day on items big or small. So you can save an extra 5% on a new coat of paint, updating appliances, replacing the flooring, and even save an extra 5% on little things like cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, and air filters. The big to-dos to the everyday essentials. You get an extra 5% savings every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. If you don't have one, apply today. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again.
We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You want to take a chance on that?
I think it's a risk worth taking. Bob Black, Senior Roberto, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And... basketball season year-round. Nah, it's baseball season. We'll get into a little bit of everything here as we go forward. But again, Knicks got him a GM. Knicks got him a small forward. Knicks got him a little bit of everything. I don't know what the hell they're going to do. But at least they got somebody around to figure it out. And we'll see how it sorts out. Where Carmelo ends up remains to be seen. Rocking and rolling in the world of sports. Some summer league coming at you. Then a little bit of football, a little bit of baseball. As games resume yet again. Talked to Bob Nightingale yesterday, and we're going to have him on in a not too distant future. Get a little second half action going. And that'll be fun as well. But, in the summer league, and this was pretty fun. They're in their round-robin tournament right now. And Lakers played Cleveland yesterday. And, rightfully so. The story's been Lonzo Ball and what he's doing. And he had another triple-double yesterday. This guy is Jason Kidd. Redo. Now, I know that's a bold statement. But on the offensive end, their games are eerily similar. Both couldn't shoot when they came into the league, and Lonzo can't shoot. They make their free throws. They rebound, because don't forget, J. Kidd was one of the greatest rebounding guards in the history of the NBA. And they make their teammates better. The defense is shoddy, and that's being kind. But he went 6 for 20, 2 of 10 from 3 in 34 minutes. 10 boards, 12 assists, 5 steals, 2 blocks, and 7 turnovers. So when he makes the commitment with his feet, he can do it. Athletically, he can do it. Look, he's going to get in the gym. He's going to work on his body. He's an 18-year-old kid. But the Lakers should be very happy. Travis Ware coming off the bench, 9 points. Kyle Kuzma, who's, I'll tell you something, Magic got it right. 30 minutes, 7 of 14. He and Ball already have a chemistry. He's finding him on the court. Kyle Kuzma must be saying to himself, man, thank you, Jesus, for putting me here. And they beat a not-so-good Cleveland team that's not particularly well-represented in the summer league. But they took care of their business. You know, the biggest storyline on this is he wore Nikes again, as opposed to, you know, big baller brand, whatever. Nobody cares. But, you know something? Not bad. Not bad. Two triple doubles, and they move on in the tournament, so he'll give a little more time to play. Trailblazers representing pretty well. Caleb Swanigan, he's so intriguing, this kid. And everybody knows the story of his background now and what he had to overcome and, you know, bouncing from home to home and finally settling in with a family that stabilized his life. But, you know, undersized in height, but not in breadth. He is a wide body. 13 points, 11 boards in his 26 minutes. And granted, it's summer league. It's a step above what he was playing in college, because these guys are pros. But he's holding his own, and he's giving them a little bit of a taste. You know, Collins didn't play again yesterday. But between him and Collins, they're going to have it in Nurkic. They're going to have a pretty impressive front line. They're just going to figure out who's going to shoot the ball from the three. And I can't wait to get on one of these NBA shows and just tell them how wrong they are about Portland. Now, one of the marquee matchup last night was the Dallas Mavericks and the Sacramento Kings. Dennis Smith Jr. and Fox. And Fox tweaked his ankle. He tweaked it previously, and they're going to shut him down. Well, actually, they're done now within the tournament, but he only played 7 minutes, didn't score. Jackson, however, the other first-round pick, 35 minutes, 9-19 for 25 points. Scal, as we talked about, not so good yesterday. 16 minutes, he shot 1-7. They got him out of there, so they didn't tear his confidence up. Harry Giles, they're just letting come along. He's on the roster, but they're not playing him. I don't know if they'll give him a little time before it's all said and done. Frank Mason tweaked his ankle, Buddy Hield tweaked his ankle. So they're taking it easy with these guys. And they go home now. But De'Aaron Fox played magnificently in the summer league, as has Dennis Smith Jr., who continues to get it done. Now, Yogi yesterday, 0-10. I mean, he had a horrible game, but it happens. More important for them, though, Dennis Smith Jr. is the real deal, and they're going to turn this team over to him right away. There's not going to be any in between. They're going to have to dive in feet first, do it, and just commit. And that's okay, because they're going to take their lumps anyway. So, you know, do it now. Phoenix matched up against Memphis. Memphis took care of their business, so Phoenix goes home. The aforementioned Marquese Chris, thank God they didn't trade Porzingis for him. 8 minutes, 1-4, 2 points. But Bender had 20. Jackson had 13. 6 of 11 shooting, not bad. 8 boards, a lot of defense. And played pretty well. Future is not bad in Phoenix. They just got to figure out how to sort the deck chairs. They'll be all right. Clippers go home, 91-84, losing to the Heat. Bam didn't play. Maybe he will going forward. Lamont Murray Jr. didn't show much. You know, White with 23, and he could shoot the three, boy. you know, contributions from guys that are going to be playing G, but that's okay. Clippers, you know, again, work in progress. Thornwell with 29 minutes, 9 points. He's going to be hard-pressed to make it. I don't know. Evan showed a little better in his 13 minutes, 2 of 6, 3 assists. They were taking him off the dribble and getting him into foul trouble, but he's going to make the team. But 91-84, Clips go home. Miami moves on. And, you know, again, these guys, they're making a nice show for themselves, some of them. And so long as they can do that, and again, on the other side, we'll finish up the summer league and then move on to other things. But, you know, there have been some true stars, and they all were at the top of the draft. A couple in the middle, but mostly at the top. And Boston, Sacramento, Dallas, they're going to be real, real happy right now. The beat goes on right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy? When are you going to get your act together?
That's a valid question. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, it's happy time, summertime. And rightfully so, nobody's happier than the Boston Celtics, who took care of their business against Golden State, 93-69. And, you know, McCaw, the only guy that they really care about in summer league for Golden State, actually played really well. In his 24 minutes, he shot 6 of 13, 7 of 8 from free throws, from the free throw line, and scored 20 points. He was pretty efficient on the court. And ultimately, that's, you know, really the only player that they care about. Celtics, on the other hand, they did a nice job. Semi Olajay, 9 points yesterday. Jabari Bird, 17. You know, the heavies didn't play. Jaylen Brown didn't play. Jason Tatum didn't play. He ended up with patella tendonitis. They don't want to press that at all. So he's probably done with summer league. I would imagine Brown's done with summer league. And however it turns out, it turns out. They're not going to push these guys to the point of ridiculous. But with that being said, both Tatum and Brown acquitted themselves really well in summer. And, you know, they're going to be first rate. They truly are. Yeah. Nuggets lost to the Nets. Nuggets, not too much for them out of the summer. They didn't really perform particularly well. For the Nets, reproving ground. I mean, you know, these are guys that got significant experience last year. You know, Isaiah Whitehead, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, Dinwiddie, LeVert, who they love. And they all showed pretty well in the summer league, and they're going to move on. But again, are these the guys that you build a team around? You know, Archie Goodwin, who played his way out of the D, now G League, to a 3-year deal. You know, what I do like about this is that the Nets are, their young core of players feel the need to still have to prove themselves. And all of these guys started for them at various different points. Now, you can make the argument they were a D-League team, which is a pretty good argument. But that being said, they recognize that they still need to hone their craft, come together as a unit. I'll tell you what, the Nets, they're not going to make the playoffs next year, but they're going to surprise people as to how much better they are. They're starting to get it done. And, you know, again, they're a long way. I get that. Be nice if they could just keep, you know, a top three lottery pick out of the hands of the Boston Celtics. But, I mean, they're not going to be a bad team. Well, they are going to be a bad team. Let me rephrase. But, you know, D'Angelo Russell, Jeremy Lin, if they could ever keep him on the court, Damari Carroll, Timofey Mozgov, you know, and Trevor Booker, and they'll fill it in, and, you know, Spencer Dinwiddie and Isaiah Whitehead. Isaiah Whitehead had a pretty good year. You know, 22 minutes a game, 7.5 points. He was okay. And he's one of those guys, he could end up being a rotation guy for them somewhere down the line. I mean, look, they're not a very good basketball team. But they're getting there. And they actually have a plan. You know, when Lin was on the court, he was 14.5 points and 6 assists a game. With him and D'Angelo Russell, that's a pretty darn good backcourt. You know, but where does the rest of it come from? You know, is it going to be Rondae Hollis Jefferson? Is it going to be Isaiah Whitehead? Is it going to be, you know, these guys are going to have to take it up to that next level. And we'll see. They used 82 different lineups. Starting lineups. They never started the same five players twice. That's pretty scary. I mean, you know, you talk about not being able to do anything with any level of consistency. Well, you got it right there, boy. Let me tell you. That'll change. It'll change. It'll have to. But I think they have the right GM in place in Sean Marks. I think they have the right coach in place. They'll get it done. It'll just take a little time. Plus, it's going to be an appealing place to come play. Like I said, somewhere down the line, they're going to start drawing free agents there. Maybe sooner than the Knicks. And if that ends up being the case, you know, it'll be one of those sooner rather than later situations. Last one, San Antonio versus New Orleans. New Orleans goes home. You know, Sheik Diallo with 13 points. You know, again, their players are established. They're just filling in pieces around it. Isaiah Cousins trying to play himself out of the league. 2 of 11 for 4 points. The Spurs, they signed a two-way deal with Blossom Game. He played 27 minutes, 9 points. Forbes, who looks like a keeper, 8 of 22 for 29. You know, nothing exciting, but San Antonio always plays to win, and their guys play hard, and they want to be a part of that unit. So, you know, we'll see. Now, you know, again, I said the Knicks trying to get into position to have impact players. Supposedly, they want to trade Courtney Lee for Eric Bledsoe. Now, I don't know why the hell Phoenix would do that, to be honest. But it would have to be a future first and Courtney Lee. I mean, Bledsoe's no kid. I mean, he's a dynamic player. But I don't know that I would do that if I was the Knicks. I can certainly understand wanting to move Courtney Lee. But to give up the number, see, I you know, again, this is where the conflicting signals come into play. If you're looking to move and get younger, you know, Bledsoe, he's 27, so I guess that would be all right. But, you know, he's in the league 7 years already. He's a hybrid point guard. He shoots well. 21 a game, excuse me. 6 assists. You know, would he be a good fit in New York? Yeah, he probably would be with Kristaps. But boy, that number one would have to be 2 years down the line, I think. I not next year's. They got to hold on to next year's because they're going to be bad. I mean, just from that aspect of it. one would hope the new GM coming in would at least have that going for him. I don't know. I guess we're going to find out what direction the Knicks want to go in and how their approach is going to be. Because as it stands right now, you know, the GPS seems to be off. You know, I guess we'll find out. But Bledsoe would be a good move, but it'd be a good move for a team that's on the cusp of winning something, not on a team that's rebuilding. So, we'll see. That's it for Summer League, babies. And, we'll continue with the... We'll continue with it as it goes along next week. But it's fun. Future Stars of America, baby. Remember that show, Future Sports Stars of America? Beautiful thing. We'll come back with a little bit of Wimbledon, some NBA, and some baseball right after the short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey! Hey! Are you gonna pay for that?
Talk to the hand.
Yeah! Oh, man. I miss Arnold. It's a shame Arnold had to get old. Shame Arnold turned into Arnold. Not the sharpest tool in the shed. Welcome back to the attack. And Wimbledon going on. And American Sam Querrey, I'll tell you what. For a guy who went in as the 24th seed, he's representing pretty well. In the semis, they've gone to the third set. 7-6 for Querrey in the first, 6-4 to Cilic in the second. Look, I don't know if he's going to make the finals. You know, we'll be done here by the time it's decided. But the best American showing in a long time. Long time. And the winner will face the winner of Roger Federer and Trevor Burdick. You know, it could end up being a non-marquee kind of final, but, you know, that's all right. I mean, if that's the way it ends up being, so be it. And then, you know, you got Venus versus Magurza, who has been really impressive. And Venus has been there before. She's got a 3-1 edge on her in overall experience. I don't know if she can win at 37 years of age. But considering how the 2 weeks, how the fortnight started for her with the traffic accident in Florida, and, you know, she's been cleared of any wrongdoing, load off her mind, and she has played like it since that happened. She struggled in her first match. You know, I didn't even think she was going to last the week. And she's not only come through, but she's come through by going to the finals in impressive fashion. So, we'll see. Some good storylines, you know? Some good storylines. And, oh, by the way, now you talk about having disposable income. And anytime you hear about sports teams and why they should not be able to hold up citizenry for tax dollars. Now, granted, a couple of these guys got breaks, but relocation fees for the Rams and the Chargers, $645 million. And the Raiders are paying $378 million. So Tigers eat their young. And this is why, and understandably so, because they don't mess around. But this is why commissioners don't want teams moving around. Now, Stan Kroenke, he can afford it. Charger ownership, maybe not so much. And it's spread out. You know, they have up to 11 years to pay the relocation fees. But basically what happened is they're not going to get their TV money for the next 10 or 11 years or so. And that's what it comes down to. They're going to get their licensing money and their marketing money and everything else. They're not going to get their TV money. And obviously you're not getting revenue from a fee that you're paying. The Raiders, for some reason, are. Now, the Raiders, they're going to pay $378 million over 10 years, so they're going to get a little bit of their TV money. And that gets divided among every team but the Raiders. So the Rams and the Chargers get back some of their money through the Raiders. I mean, you know, it's just ridiculous. So the chunk of the relocation fees is $27.1 million. And the $7.8 billion that the NFL got that they're distributing breaks down to $244 million per team. Interesting. So you got to pay out $500 million. Actually more in the case of the Rams and the Chargers, but you're getting back $244 million. So it does get offset. But if they're talking about 10 or 11 years, so then you're basically spreading the payments out. It's like refinancing your mortgage. By the way, that Englewood Stadium is absolutely gorgeous. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. But again, though, it this is why, and the billionaire is paying for it. But again, when you're tossing around this kind of money, this is why never, ever, ever, ever should taxpayers be on the hook for any level of money. You know, never. And if they're trying to do otherwise, if you're a politician, get on it. Because I'm telling you, you want a winning theme for your campaign. That's what you want. You know. And the numbers are just astronomical. They truly are. You know, another one, this was kind of cool, actually, but Bruce Arians, who he is no kid. And he waited a long time to coach in a National Football League. He's been a head coach for 5 years now. Six, if you count the year that he interimed with the Colts. But he's 64 years old. And he wants to keep going. His contract goes through 2018 with a team option in 2019. He revealed that they took a cancerous piece of his kidney out last year. And, you know, he wants to keep going. These coaches, you know, they talk about the health of the players, man. These coaches, they just run themselves into the ground. You know, he was in a hospital last August with diverticulitis. He had chest pains in November, diagnosed with cancer in December, took out a piece of his kidney in February. I mean, they just tear these guys up. You know, and when you look at the Cardinals overall, and we'll have our fun going forward and evaluating these teams as we get closer to September. But, you know, you look at what's going on with the Cardinal organization. They got a 64-year-old coach, a 38-year-old quarterback, and a 33-year-old wide receiver. Yeah. As better an organization that they have become in their time, and they have been run well by Bidwell's kid. They did a good job. And they weren't afraid to pull the trigger and pay people and, you know, all the things that they never used to do with the Cardinals. this is the year. And I picked them to get to the Super Bowl last year, and they, you know, really disappointed. However, they'll have an opportunity this year. I don't know if they're going to be able to come out of the NFC. They're good players. They got an impact linebacker and an impact safety in Buda Baker and Hassan Reddick, respectively. You know, where it goes from there, people think T.J. Logan can play. But they've got one of the best defensive backfields in football. Their offense, it depends so much now on Larry Fitzgerald just being able to get one last year. They got a two-headed tight end situation. You know, John Brown had a solid year for them, the kid out of Pittsburgh State, but he's not a game breaker. You know, J.J. Nelson falls into that same category. And when will the wheels finally fall off for Carson Palmer? You know, that's the other end of the equation. I mean, he performed over 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, but wasn't a vintage year. And how much will he have left? Supposedly he was ready to hang it up this year. We know Fitzgerald's hanging it up next year. And will they completely clean house? And I think that's going to be the relative question for Arizona. Do the big three go out the door together? And that's entirely possible. Coach, quarterback, and Hall of Fame receiver. Entirely possible. I don't know. It's going to be one last hurrah. But I think that's also a team, too, that, you know, it's now or never, baby. And if it ends up being never, we'll see. You know, we'll see. Martavis Bryant wants to have a chat with Ben Roethlisberger. I think I'm taking Ben in that chat. You know, I mean, Bryant's a talented dude. But he lost four games in 15 and the entire 16 season for violations of the policy. And Ben reamed him a new one. Rightfully so. And Bryant's saying, well, I was going through a lot of stuff. Yeah, well, you know, so was the team. And you let the team down yet again. It's tapping the brakes. We'll finish it up right there on the other side right after the short timeout. I'm Bob Black. You're not.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more.
Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack, finishing up with a little bit of National Football League. And, you know, Martavis Bryant, I would like to be the fly on the wall with that conversation because he's painting himself as a victim, which means, number one, he didn't learn anything. You know, if that's the case, he didn't learn anything. And look, he's a talented guy. He's 25 years old. You know, but he can't get his head out of his chute. And I'm not belittling substance abuse issues or anything along those lines, but Ben Roethlisberger was spot on right. You know, he's been suspended two different times, once for four games and once for an entire season. And, yeah, he let the team down. And Brian's response of, I mean, at that time I was going through a lot of stuff. Well, we all go through a lot of stuff. You're a professional being played tens of thousands of dollars. You know, you got to deal with it. Everybody has their day-to-day. You're no different than anybody else. And had he been able to play last year? Who knows how it would have turned out? Because you're lining up alongside of Antonio Brown. Well, guess what? Maybe you not only make the playoffs, but you go a lot further. You know, again, you got some splaining to do, Lucy. We'll see. We'll see how it plays. Anyway, that's it for this edition of The Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back next week at some point with more fun and frivolity. For Senator Roberto out on the West Coast and Mr. Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.